Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Tes Simen Gimel, and today's share is sponsored by Benji Kleinman, Yehli Nishmas, his parents, Chaim Meir ben Mordechai Halevi, and Godo Bas Yaakov Leib. So you mentioned that there are scenarios that where a person will only be keeping Malachas the Raisa. And the Shabbos is going to look quite different than the Shabbos that we keep normally. And that is the background to the idea that the Rambam and the Rambam are saying that the Rishonim gave the Chachamim a mandate to generate a Shabbosic reality. And the Rambam says that this is the explanation for malachas which are similar to derisas, or malachas which could lead to a derisa. So just parenthetically, in other words, a malacha was similar to the raisa. We gave an example, a tzeda and certain types of animals which are not normally tzeda, or doing a malacha with a shinui. Those are malachas which are similar to the raisas. The person cannot do mechel memker because he might come to write. There's nothing in mechel memker which is like writing, but it might lead to the raisa. Because people tend to write, to record the transactions. So that's the second category. It's something which may lead to a derisa. And the derisa still out of the third area, which is it's not Shabbistic. So a person travels to Hawaii. So there's a machlokes. What is the status of Hawaii? What is the proper Shabbos in Hawaii? A person travels to Japan, to New Zealand. All of these places have a machlokes, which day is Shabbos. According to the Chazon Ish, Japan should be keeping Shabbos on what Japan calls Sunday. According to others, they should keep Shabbos on the day that, which they call Shabbos. According to the Chazon Ish, Hawaii should keep Shabbos on what they call Shabbos. But according to Rechem Chatuchinsky, they should keep Shabbos on Friday. So, what do we do in these situations? So one approach is, if we look at the Poskim, this approach Rav Heidemann from Baltimore to Shlita uses this approach, and try and find the majority of the Poskim, and that is the day that they will keep with all the dinim of Shabbos, Tefillah Shabbos, Kiddush, etc. The other day they will keep the derisas, and not the derabbanan. So for example, a person goes to Hawaii, you write Poskim, put Shabbos as what the locals call Shabbos, Friday night and Saturday. But there is a minority opinion which says that Shabbos really should be Thursday night, Friday. So Thursday night, Friday, they're going to keep the derisas. So they can ask a non-Jew to do anything for them. They can buy things, they can sell things. They can use money. They can move all muksum. They can do malachas drabanan. I told the person my approach towards using a cell phone is it's Malachot Rabbanan. Others disagree with that, but that's my approach. I told them if they have any questions, they can call me on their cell phone on this day, which is Shabbos, for derisas, because that's not a derisa. They can do Malachot with a shinui, so they can do any Malachot derisa, long as they do it with a shinui, whatever is considered a halachically valid shinui, which has to be clarified as we go along. So LED lights, which most lights nowadays are LED, are not the process of turning on those lights is not a derisa. So I told them that if they want to go out at nighttime and use a flashlight, they can turn the flashlight on. So this was Shabbos, the Moshe Rabbeinu Shabbos before Chazar Masakan or anything. This is what Shabbos looked like. It definitely does not generate the feel of Shabbos. So just an anecdote. When the Mir Yeshiva was in Shanghai, so before they went to Shanghai, they went to Japan, and they spent 6 months in Kobe, Japan, which included Yom Kippur. And the Mir Yeshiva sent the question, which is the proper day for Shabbos, to the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish responded, what the locals call Sunday. Meanwhile, besides the Mir Yeshiva traveling en masse, there was also many other people traveling with them. One of them was Amshon of a Rebbe who sent the question to Eretz Yisrael, and the response that he got was to keep it on Shabbos. So they decided keep Shabbos as Shabbos, and to keep a Sunday with the derisas, be makra the derisas. And Reb Chatzal Levenstein said, without the derabbanans keeping one in place, it was almost impossible to keep the derisas because it doesn't have the feel of Shabbos, and people are going to easily forget that it's Shabbos and do malacha. And it was a tremendous amount of mental effort to keep in mind while they're davening, and they're putting on tefillin, not making kiddush, and they're doing many derabbanans not to pick up a pen and to write something, which would be a deraisa, or to remember to do it with a shinoi. So it says you see the importance of the tekanos of Chazal was so much to give them the feeling of Shabbos to allow the people who will be careful to mekayim the malachas of Shabbos. It's not just the atmosphere, it actually protects the malachas of Shabbos as well. Have a good day.